Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Tim Irwin is here, too. Tim is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a licensed psychologist, also an adjunct professor of psychology at University of Georgia. He's the managing partner at Irwin, Inc., the author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack, including a new one called Extraordinary Influence, How Great Leaders Bring Out the Best in Others. He's our good friend, Tim. Welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Tim, I know something that's on your mind today is this current debate, and probably as it may seem to me and to you, about socialism. And the people who are running for president, people who are members of Congress, actual members of Congress who are espousing socialism, it's astonishing to me that with all the movies that we're watching around the world, with from Greece to Venezuela to Cuba to wherever, it's astonishing to me that we're even having a conversation about this. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I agree. This past Christmas, I had to go to the post office. It was about a week before Christmas, and I needed something, and I went there, and there was a line out the door going down the sidewalk, and it was just inching along, and it's a fairly big post office, but as I got closer, I saw there were only two clerks. There were like four stations with two clerks, and all of a sudden, and I'm like still 15 people out, one of the clerks sort of closes her desk and starts to leave. And I said, ma'am, I said, there's a line at the door. Where are you going? And she sneered. I'm not kidding. She sneered. And she says, I'm on break.
Yeah.
That made an indelible impression on me because, you know, it made me say, what is there anything that the government does well? In other words, I ask people sometimes that question, is there anything you can point out that the government does well? And people are very hard pressed to find something. And so what people who don't like our market-based economy and who are entertaining the idea of socialism, they want more government control.
That's right.
What that means is they want more organizations that are run like the post office. And most of us dread going to the post office. I mean, it's a terrible experience in the overwhelming majority of cases. But it's equally amazing to me that people are actually entertaining that as a viable solution for our country.
Or they want the health system to look like the Veterans Administration.
Exactly.
So,
Jim, I like to say, by the way, I'm not an economist. I'm an industrial psychologist. So I'm not looking at this like an economist would in terms of all the market forces and so on. I'm looking at what brings out the best in other people. That's my whole purpose in working as an organizational psychologist.
Well,
what brings out the best?
Well, and the thing is, socialism has a goal of mediocrity. Its highest expectation for socialism is mediocrity, and I think that says it all. To me, that says it all. And how can you follow your dream? How can you be self-determined? How can you have any kind of liberty, really, if everyone's goal is only mediocrity? What do you think, Tim?
Well, everywhere freedom goes, creativity, innovation, efficiency.
Excellence.
Everywhere freedom goes, people prosper. Everywhere government control goes, people end up like Venezuela.
Right. That's right. Folks, I heard the other day, remember, folks, Venezuela is a completely socialist country. I heard the other day that the average Venezuelan, I saw this in a news report, has lost 25 pounds in the last year or so because they don't have enough to eat.
Absolutely, and some of those people couldn't afford to lose 25 pounds. It's a perfect example of where Venezuela, when it was a market-based economy, the country was thriving. I mean, it was the jewel of South America. Oil was flowing like crazy. There was lots of money.
Yep.
But people began to say, gee, I'm not getting my fair share. And what? And when they start to feel that way, they want the government to do something. Rather than try and start a business or try and advance themselves, they say, I want the government to take over. And you can see what's happening. It's incredibly how short the time was between when people began to feel this way and how things have turned out.
Well, see, there are a number of things about capitalism that I'm not happy with, and I think we need to repair, we need to fix.
Of course.
I think there's some things that small business owners have a disadvantage. There's some capitalism elements in America today that are not good for small business. I'd like to see some of those fixed. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You don't throw a system away. You work on it. You tinker with it. You repair it. You make it better. That's what you do. But here's what's astonishing to me, Tim. Why are we even talking about this? Why, with all the movies that we've watched and we know how they end, we have seen the end of all these movies, why are we even talking about this?
Well, I think it's because people begin to believe that the way to achieve fairness, or they begin to resent people who are successful. And rather than showing the discipline, the self-governance, the creativity that's required to succeed in this system, they just begin to want somebody else to step in and control the outcome.
And there's another thing that's happening, and that is we have professors. You said you're not an economist. We have economists who are professors in college who are teaching the benefits of socialism. I've heard them being interviewed, and they are staunch defenders of socialism and detractors of capitalism, and they're teaching our children this.
Well, and I would never say this of all faculty members, but many of those same faculty members that you're making reference to are ones that couldn't succeed in a free market if they had to. They don't have the creativity or the drive or the innovation. It's purely an academic exercise to them, and they're attempting to persuade people of that view.
Yeah, the people who espouse socialism are never going to actually live. They're going to be above the mediocrity level of socialism. They're probably going to live a better life than most of the other people. And I think they think they're in an elite group, and they're smarter than everybody else, and they think that they've got something, what they think is better than what you and I think. And I think that's one of the reasons they inspire. Hold on to that thought, Tim. I got to take a quick break. Tim, I need your website, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. It's DrTimIrwin.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Tim Irwin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.